You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Every year, doctors across the country prescribe thousands of drugs to Canadians. They do so because they know that the right drug at the right time can provide dramatic benefits to their patients. But doctors also know that some drugs have the potential to seriously harm some patients. Health Canada is the government department in charge of communicating the risks of certain drugs to doctors and lay people alike. Last year, Health Canada created a committee to advise the government on how to inform Canadians about these risks. The Expert Advisory Committee on the Vigilance of Health Products met in Ottawa on December 9th. Alan Castles is a pharmaceutical policy researcher at the University of Victoria. He has some thoughts about what Health Canada should do to improve how it communicates the potential harm of drugs. He joins me on the line this morning from his home in Victoria. Hello, Alan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. You write in a recent article that Health Canada needs to think like an alcoholic. What do you mean by that?
Well, yeah, I was being a little flippant, but essentially I was saying that, you know, the only way that you go about solving a problem is recognizing that you've got one in the first place. And, you know, Health Canada does believe that its mandate is to communicate safety information about drugs, but they do a generally pathetic job of trying to communicate that information. And I think if they want to actually improve and do it properly, they have to admit how poorly they're currently doing it. So, you know, you've got, you know, a government department which mails out, sends out advisories on all kinds of safety aspects of drugs, but they're often written in such dense language, there's not any sort of clear message to them, and they, you know, a lot of times they feel like they're written by lawyers as opposed to communicators, and so it's like they're going through the motions of trying to communicate risk information about drugs, but not really hitting the mark in terms of the substance.
Are you seeing, or are we seeing evidence that that their communication is failing, that it isn't effective?
Well, you know, I think it's hard because nobody is really studying that, but there are certain signs that you could look to. So, for example, if they come out with a warning saying a certain class of drugs causes congestive heart failure, may increase risk of heart attacks, and so on, you would expect the sales of those drugs to drop, because when that information obviously gets communicated to physicians, they wouldn't prescribe the drugs as frequently. But, you know, we've seen cases where those risk communications come out and the effect on the sales is virtually nothing. So what's happening here? Well, the messages are obviously being ignored, not being acted on.
They're not being written by advertisers.
That's right.
Succinct and to the point.
Whether,
yeah. And hopefully truthful.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of communication style do you think Health Canada should adopt?
Well, you know, it's difficult because this is a government department. And they're not likely to adopt the style of Adbusters anytime soon. But you'd think that they could at least employ some communications people that take some lessons from, say, the pharmaceutical industry, say. Why not adopt some of the messages and the techniques that they use to communicate the wonderful benefits, the information about the wonderful benefits of their drugs. So, you know, they could use shorter, more succinct sound bites, and I would say even they should be doing some advertising. I mean, if people are taking information about the benefits of their drugs through ads, then that should be balanced by Health Canada working in the same medium.
One of the things you think we need is a product monograph about the drug we've been prescribed. Don't we already get this when we go to the pharmacy?
Well, no, you don't. So, you know, the analogy I always use is that when you buy a car, you open the glove box and there's the owner's manual, nice thick owner's manual. It can tell you everything about the car and how it works and how to operate it. Well, when you buy a drug and you go and pick it up from the pharmacy, what do you actually get? Well, if you're lucky, you may get a sort of a one or two page printout from the pharmacy that lists, you know, some of the contraindications and some of the side effects and how to use the drug properly and things like that. And we've studied those information sheets from pharmacies, and they're almost completely useless. In terms of conveying real information, you know, like what is the actual benefit of the drug? How many people were studied? What kind of effects did it have? And how many people would typically have adverse effects to the drug? And they know this information because it's all, it would all come from the clinical studies that went in to approve the drug. So that information is there. It's just not communicated to people. And, you know, a lot of people would complain, well, you know, when I pick up this sheet from the pharmacy, it's just a huge list of side effects, and you know, how helpful is that? I agree. You should know what the main and the most serious side effects are, and but you should also be encouraged to watch for any new symptoms that you might get after you start taking the drug, and be able to tell your doctor or your pharmacist that this is the effect of that drug in you. You know, if you're having any adverse effects related to taking any pharmaceutical, you need to report that back to the authorities, whether it's back to Health Canada or back to your doctor or pharmacist. That is an important bit of information that the government needs. They need to know when people take certain drugs, what are the adverse effects? And we currently have a very incomplete and voluntary system of reporting adverse drug reactions.
Is it possible to measure whether information about the harms of products is reaching the public and the doctors who prescribe the products?
Yeah, not impossible. It's just it would be possible to measure how that information is reaching physicians. You just have to make the effort to do so. Now, Health Canada, to their credit, did a survey a number of years ago. I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago, surveying the public and health professionals about their risk, what they call their risk communications. But I looked at that survey and I thought, well, you know, it's asking people sort of motherhood questions about should Health Canada be involved in the game of conveying risk information. But what they didn't do is ask people, have you seen any of our warnings or advisories? Which ones? What did they say? So they didn't get into any specifics. If you really want to measure how well your advertising or your communications is reaching people, you got to get into the specifics. And so that needs to be much better studied. You know, I know a lot of physicians, and, you know, when we talk about, you know, certain drugs, I'll say, of course you've seen the warning on this one, and they'll like, no, I haven't. So, you know, they're obviously swimming in information overload like the rest of us, but this kind of risk information needs to be much clearer, and it has to reach the physicians and the patients who take these drugs.
What about then getting better feedback from patients about adverse reactions they get to drugs and getting that information back to the regulators? How could we do that?
Yeah, well, currently there is a 1-800 number that you can call Health Canada to report an adverse drug reaction, and they'll put you through to a center here in Vancouver, which would sort of take your information. You can go to Health Canada's website to report an adverse drug reaction, or you could talk to your doctor or pharmacist, and they could report it for you. But by the way, that's one of the main ways that we find out about what drugs are doing in the real world. We don't really learn about the whole range of possible adverse effects from pharmaceuticals before they get marketed to people. It's only after that they're used in the general population that we start seeing the real effects. And so if we don't have a good system to collect that data, then we're losing it. We're assuming that that the drugs are all benefit and no risk. So we do need people to report adverse drug reactions, and I would encourage anyone who thinks that they might be experiencing something due to a drug, they should talk to their doctor or they should contact Health Canada.
Now, Health Canada must be fighting a losing battle for advertising space with the drug companies. How can a government department possibly compete with the kind of money that drug companies are prepared to spend to get people to want their products?
Well, you know, they shouldn't have to compete with them because they have something that the drug companies don't have, and that's the law. So currently we have a law that bans direct-to-consumer advertising of pharmaceuticals in Canada, but that law is repeatedly broken both in spirit and the letter of the law, and Health Canada does nothing, or the federal government does nothing to sanction or to take the advertisers to court. So yes, we have a law that prevents them from advertising. The law gets repeatedly broken by the drug companies, but they don't face any fines for doing so. So point number one would be stop the drug companies from advertising by enforcing the damned law we got in place right now. And then I would say that we could even go further and say not only should the pharmaceutical companies be restricted from advertising drugs directly to consumers, but Health Canada should be in the game of advertising adverse drug warnings and advisories to consumers. So you're never going to be able to compete with the pharmaceutical industry dollar for dollar. I mean, do we want $3 billion a year in Canada spent on Health Canada messaging? I don't think so. But at the same time, we want people to get balanced information about drugs, and they're only going to get it when the regulator sort of steps up and as I said, thinks like an alcoholic and declares that they have a problem and then starts doing something about it.
Do you think that Health Canada will be listening to people such as yourself and changing how they deal with harms from drugs?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think there are a lot of, you know, Health Canada is a big amorphous government bureaucracy, but I think there's a lot of very well-meaning, hard-working people within that bureaucracy that are trying to change things. You know, they really need the support from the government, and I don't know if the current government that we've got is in any position to shake the tree when it comes to dealing with the pharmaceutical industry. I highly doubt it. You need much more progressive governments to sort of say, in the interest of public health, we're not going to allow you to get away with these shenanigans in the future. I think the bureaucracy, Health Canada, takes its marching orders from the government in power, and if that government doesn't have the political will to take on the pharmaceutical industry, then we can essentially see nothing's going to happen.
Well, it's been interesting talking to you about this morning. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Alan Cassells. He's a pharmaceutical policy researcher at the University of Victoria. And you can read his article on communicating drug harms in the most recent edition of Common Ground, or you can find a link from our website, cooperadio.org/redeye.